Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Menachais, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Shochat Shnei Chivasim, some are shechted, two lambs. This means the two lambs of Shavuos, like the Pasuk says, on Shavuos you have to bring Shnei Chivasim, B'nei Shana, L'Zevach Shlamim. It's a Karban Shlamim, but it's a unique Karban Shlamim, because it's Kadshei Kadashim. Well, other Shlamims are Kadashei Kalim, and also it's the only Shlamim that is a Karban Tzibur. Now, on Shavuos, we bring Shtei HaLechem. Shtei HaLechem are two large loaves of bread. They come together with these two lambs. The lambs and the loaves of bread are taken, and there's the mitzvah of tenufa that has to be performed. They're waved by a kayin. We'll learn more about tenufa Bez Hashem Yisbarach later on in Perik Dalid. Then the lambs are shechted. Their blood is put on the mizbeach. The emrim are burnt. What happens to the two loaves of bread? The two loaves and the meat of the lambs are eaten by Kaihanim only. Now remember, the Bat Tanura reminds us, no part of the loaves are offered on the Mizbeach. They're eaten by the Kaihanim, but the blood of the Karban Shlamim is the matir. Again, the word matir, a key word. It permits the bread and the meat of the lamb to be eaten by the Kaihanim. So again, we continue. Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Shochat Shnei Chavasim. He shechted the two lambs of Shavuos with a kavana to eat one of the two loaves tomorrow. Lechel achas min hachalais lemachar. Now, till when do you have to eat the chalais? You have the day, that day, and at night. He's saying he's going to eat it tomorrow. So here's what's different about this case. He's saying, when he's shechting the lambs, that he's going to eat one of the chalais after the zman. So here we have an interesting shaila. He only had a mind to eat one of the chalas after this man. What happens to the other chala? For that matter, hikter shnei bezichin lechol echad menasidorim lemachar. Let's explain. Here we're not talking about the shtei lechem ha-shvus, but we're talking about the lechem haponim, the 12 specially shaped breads that are organized on the shulchan, or six breads on each side. Now, we've already explained that there are bezichei levoina. There's a spoonful of levoina that is placed on top of each of the two stacks of six. And we already explained that these lechem aponims are replaced each Shabbos day. And after you take them off the shulchan, the two bezichei levoina are burnt on the mizbeach. What do we do with the breads that are removed? They're eaten by the kohanim. How long do you have to eat the breads? That Shabbos. So again, hikter shnei bezichin, when he was makdir the two bezichin, the breads don't go up on the mizbeach. Just the two bezichim of levoina. When he was makdo the two bezichim, he had in mind, lechel echad min asidarim lemachar, to eat one of the two stacks. Remember, there are two stacks of six. Total 12. There are two stacks of six on the shulchan. So you remember the pictures. He had in mind to eat one of those two stacks of lechem upon him tomorrow. So just like he had in mind on Shavuos to eat one of the breads, one of the shtei lechem tomorrow, here he has in mind to eat one stack of the lechem upon him tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi says, Oysa hachala, that loaf, v'oysa yaseda, or that stack of six chalas. Shechishaval, where he had the machshava on it to eat after the deadline, pigle, that stack of pigle, the chayavan of karis, and somebody would be chayav karis for eating it. Again, like all pigle works, even if he ate it before the deadline. The hasheni, what about the second loaf or the second stack? We're on this second loaf, on Shavuos. Or on this second stack. On Shabbos, he never had any machshava to eat it after this month. So possible, it's possible, but v'ein by karis. There's no chi of karis. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim say, no, zev is a pigle. Both this one and the other one are pigle. The chayavan of karis, and there's a chi of karis on either one. In other words, not only if he eats the bread that he had the intention on this bread, to eat it after the Zman. Or if he eats the stack of Chalais, where there was an intention over here, to eat it after the Zman. But even if he eats the other one, it's still Pigel, there's still a Chi of Karis. Because both are considered Guf Echad, explains the Bat Tanura. Again, Zeh v'zeh. The one that he thought is going to eat after the Zman as well as the other one. In both cases, by the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him. It is Pigel, the Chayavin, all of Karis. The Chachamim don't separate the two. Physically, if you look at it, you see two separate pieces of bread. Physically, you see two stacks over here by the lechem upon. But al pi halacha, it's considered one. At least that's the sheet of the chachamim. Vayter says the Mishnah. What is the halacha if nitmeis achas menachalis, one of the two loaves, on shvus, one of the two of the shtei halechem, became tamei, or echad min hasidarim, or one of the two stacks of lechem upon him became tamei? Now the Batanura explains that the machloikus we're going to learn over here is where one of the breads or one of the stacks became tamei before, in the case of the shtei lechem, before the zrikas dam of the kvasim. In the case of the starim of lechem upon him, there's no dam, but before the haktar of the bezichim, before they were maktir the spoonfuls of levain. Here's where we have the machloikus. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shneyem yeitzu lebeis ha-sreifa, both loaves. The shtei lechem, both of them, or in the case of the lechem upon him, both stacks of six, go out to be burnt, to the place where we burn these things. Can't put it up on the mizbeach. There's a special place called beis ha-sreifa. She'ein karbon tzibur cholak, because you can't divide a karbon tzibur. Zehal Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim, here the chachamim say we do divide it. Here the Chachamim say, no. The one that became Tomei is Takatomei, that has to be burnt, but Vahatar, the one that's Tar, that could be eaten. Now again, the Machloikus in Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only before the Zrikas Hadam, in the case of the Shtei Lechem, which comes along with the Shlamim, or before they were Makter the Bezichim, the spoonfuls of Levain, in the case of the Lechem upon him. If it became Tomei afterwards, then everybody would hold. Even Rabbi Yehuda, that only the one that became tummy is taken out. See, what happens is, once the dam is matir, the shtei lechem to eat, or the shnei bezichim are matir, the lechem upon him to eat, you can't take back the heter. Elmai, if it became tummy, you can't eat it. So it's only the one that became tummy. Here, everyone would agree that it doesn't affect the other one. Okay, so if someone shechted the two lambs, which are shalmei tzibur on shvuas, but he was thinking to eat one of the shtei lechem that come along with it tomorrow, or he was makdir the two bezichin that come with the lechem upon him, thinking he'll eat one of the stacks of the lechem upon him tomorrow. Tomorrow, in both cases, is after the deadline. Rabbi Yossi says, only the chala, and only the seder, only the stack of lechem upon him that he thought he's going to eat tomorrow, that's pigel, and there's a chi of karis. As far as the other one is concerned, it's possible, but there's no karis. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say it's mamish considered al pi halacha guf echad. Even though we see two loaves of bread or we see two stacks of lechem upon him, al pi halacha it's considered one. And if he had a machshavah to eat one loaf or one stack, chutz litzmanai, they're both pigel and one would be chayiv karis for both. If one of the chalas became tamei or one of the siddarim, one of the stacks of the lechem upon him became tamei, Rabbi Yehuda says, both go out lebeis ha-sreifa, both have to be burnt. Can't divide a carbon tzibur. The Chachamim say, no. The one that became tamei goes out to be burnt. The tardiga one could be eaten. And the Batanura explained to us that the machloikus is only if it became tamei before they became mutter. In other words, before there was zrikas hadam by the shlamim, or before they were makdu the bezichi levayna. But if they became tamei afterwards, only the one that became tamei is sent out lebeis ha-sreifa, the remaining challah on shvuas, or the remaining stack on Shabbos, could be eaten.